Witch bottle. Noun. Stone or glass vessel packed with little bones, iron needles, bent pens, fingernail clippings, miscellaneous herbs and oddments, seasoned with brimstone, drizzled with urine, buried beneath hearth or threshold to ward off curses. A common amulet of the early modern period. Some said demons would not be tamed, but Annie Whittle were never swayed by conventional opinion. She'd yet to heed a caution tale. Knew unhappy endings to be readily thwartable by pinch of fennel and Queen Anne's lace, rubbed generously to armpit. Cunning were a consummate charm for flouting fate avowed by clergy. Why, even the wolf boy with his overbright gaze could rarely distract at the daylight gate. Annie had a special sense for pulling away that new-formed teat, though the familiar with his two sharp fangs were ever howlful when she'd hastened villageward. She'd play the wet nurse, even if it meant her belly wouldn't burgeon in the usual way. She'd already a half-starved daughter, a worse-than-useless hank of husband. Now when Mam had passed to shade, it were Annie's turn to trade. And so she'd accost peddler and tailor, huswife and maid, till they gave her what she wanted, to stuff witch bottles, to bury in hearth and doorway. Patrons paid her in farthing or grain, and one could never pray enough in Pendle Forest, for those toothy fair folk would not keep from henhouse, barn, or grave. You could never be too saved, no matter the Deuteronomies you paid Cassocky priests to say at funerals. Over my dead body, Annie's mam inveighed, but that beldam could not keep the wanton from doing what she wanted. And now, if Annie led a loping figure to bedside, where her husband, stupid, lay, who would dare to wonder aloud why pens and needles unstraightened where that cunning woman came? No paths led out of fairy tale. Red-frocked females never had been safe, and kings demanded sons to haul their names through history. But Annie feared no blade, while hunters stalked beyond the daylight gate. County of Lancashire, 1539.